is powered by Simplecast UK, your one-stop streaming shop. Reliable and affordable. Fast audio streaming on dedicated Unix servers for small to medium internet radio stations. Visit our website at all the W's, simplecast.co.uk.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker at kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, the 3rd of September, you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. How are you, Jules?
Hello, Mr. Andrews. Well, first of all, I'm sounding a bit echoey, but apart from that, apart from being echoey, how was your... you went over to the other side this morning, I hear, on the radio.
I was on the BBC, yeah.
Yeah, on the other side.
Yeah, sorry, no, I
the dark side.
I forgot about that, because I actually...
Yeah, well, you would. It's insignificant, really.
Yeah. Small station. Mm. Yeah, because I actually recorded the programme yesterday, so...
Yes, but it went out this morning.
Apparently.
Live-o.
Apparently,
yeah. So how was it, Paul Andrews?
What?
How was your... Can you not be obstinate? You know that I've had 6.8% proof ale.
I know.
And you're... Have you got any cheese?
Cheese?
Got any cheese?
Not on me, no.
And just, you know when you have a nice sort of pint of ale? R&R Ales were on Scoff and Quaff this morning. Mm. And you've had a bit of ale. You want a nice bit of, you know, sort of Kentish cheddar?
Yeah, I'm bound to have.
Got any?
Yeah, I must have a pocket full of it somewhere.
Well, I know you have pet mice.
Hmm.
And also, I was at the Faversham Hop Festival.
Right.
Frolicking, which was fantastic.
I heard your recorded interviews earlier about that.
You're looking very baffled.
Yeah, and there's something echoing in here, and
yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I've got an echo. I think it might be Mike Waterston flapping his arms about.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
It could be.
Because he's excited he heard his jingle, didn't he?
Mm, indeed.
Mike and I were doing the bump.
Right.
But anyway, Faversham Hop Festival, while you play with your knobs, I'll just tell everyone. I went on Sunday, and Paul and Scoff and Quaff were actually there Saturday and Sunday. We did some live interviews. We had Dudders Ton Cider. We had the fabulous Corin's Kitchen. And it was heaving. Faversham was heaving. So think of the business opportunities there. Heaving, all the pubs were full. In fact, about 6 o'clock, it was dry. There was nothing to drink. They'd run out. A couple of crab sticks.
Well, you were there, Jules.
Yeah.
What do you expect? Anywhere you go, they run out of drink.
Really?
I mean, you went to Spain and Spain ran out of drink.
Just the odd carver. We've got great show today, haven't we?
We have indeed.
These ladies in here with Mike.
Absolutely. Sorry, it's a bit warm in here again, though.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, don't move your arms too much.
Sorry.
But anyway, Faversham Hop Festival, fabulous. And of course, coming up, we've got the Canterbury Food Festival at the end of September. Mm-hmm. You can just eat and drink your way through.
Cool.
But they're all businesses.
Absolutely. Anyway, we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent.
We would.
So it would be lovely to hear from you. You can get in touch with us a number of ways while we're on air. You can call us on 01303 874 998. Or you can send me an email at bunker at kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But the most likely way to get yourself on the radio with Jules and I is by tweeting me at VanillaWeb. And we've already had half a dozen tweets or so in, and we've got loads and loads of emails too. So shall we kick off?
Yes, let's do that. Sorry, I'm just telling the guests to put their Twitter handles on and pass it along.
Okay.
Well, I know Mike Waterston will, because he's very diligent. Just back off his
hands. Well, I'm going to start with this.
The world's most expensive link.
Now, I'll tell you what you start.
For a number of years now, the top slot has been firmly held by Kent-based company Anthony Gray Clocks, who specialise in an antique clock restoration. This has now been the world's most expensive link for over 1,369 days. So to gain the top spot, your link must be worth a total amount of 591, says Alan Oak. It's always hard, his name, isn't it? You never know whether it's Alan Oak or Alan Oak.
No, it's Alan nook.
Yes.
For those of us what speak proper,
yeah,
like what I do,
yeah,
it is quite easy.
But aren't you
Essex girls like you can't cope with something as simple as Alan Noak.
Alan Noak. Mm. But you can start your link off from as little as £1. Now, top-ups recently have been done. So the first place, in the first... Da, 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 bomb, bomb, bomb. In first place, we have Anthony Gray Clocks, Antique Clock Restoration, now topped up £590. In ninth place, your minibills.co.uk, a Kent-based utility warehouse distributor. 10th place is 3ws.trailerskent.co.uk, trailer purchase and rental company. And the charity update, this is a fantastic charity. This month they are paying out £10 to the Martha Trust and £10 to Herbalife Family Foundation on behalf of participants. So massive thanks there. That's the world's most expensive link. Contact Alan Noak or the Penguin.
Cool.
Shackleton
the Penguin.
I think he uploads the website, doesn't he, Shackleton?
Shackleton does, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely he does.
And what have you got, Paul Andrews?
Well, I've got this, and this is very special. Okay. So I want you all to pay lots of attention to this. It says, hello, lovely people at the Business Bunker. It's less than a month away before I attempt the Yorkshire Three Peaks and have to tell you that I'm really, really scared. I've been told some horror stories about how incredibly difficult it is to do in the time span given 12 hours for all three peaks, which is a total of 26 miles up, down, up, down, up, and finally down again. When the going gets tough, I've decided to focus on the days when my son was first diagnosed with diabetes and we would lock himself in the bathroom to avoid me injecting him.
Oh.
If the research that JDRF do can stop that happening to another family, it will be worth all the blisters in the world. So I'm going to do my best. The plan is to chat myself to the top and then roll down the other side. Do you think that's allowed? What do you reckon?
After the ale I've had, yes, I probably would.
In the meantime, I'm struggling to reach my target of £1,000, which is to go to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Fund. I wonder if the listener might consider sponsoring me £3. Lisa has suggested £3. I'd much rather suggest at least £5, but there you go.
Mm.
By texting the following in capital letters, LMSB, LMSB, the number 5 and the number 0, and that's all one word, LMSB 50, and you text the amount preceded by a pound sign that you'd like to donate, and you text that to 70070. Now, all of that detail is on the show page of today's show, which is show number 139. So if you click on the show tab on the Kent Business Radio website and show number 139, all of that detail is listed there so that you can and you will, and we'll check, you will donate to this wonderful cause.
You must.
Lisa says, I'll be forever grateful. It's such a worthy cause. Thank you very much. Moi.
Moi.
And keep up the great Business Bunker work. That's from Lisa Settle, and you can contact Lisa at lisa.settle, S-E-T-T-L-E, at telcare, telcare.co.uk, if you want to email her. And all the details for making a donation to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Fund can be found on show number 139 on the Kent Business Radio website. Do it, and do it now. I've just made my donation this morning. Go on, Jules.
Yes, I wonder where you'd gone to make your donation.
Cool.
That's a little bit subtle for you.
I was ignoring that.
Got any cheese? The Institute of Directors...
I got donkey cheese.
Oh, not that again.
There you go.
Josie Maguire, bad influence. Institute of Directors, Kent. There is a gliding experience, Kent Gliding Club. This is a fabulous opportunity to try your hand at this most tranquil of sports. Think it'd be tranquil to... No, I don't think so. No engine?
Well,
tranquil.
Gliding. Yeah, it is.
But there's no engine.
Well, that's why it's tranquil.
Yeah, but what do you do?
It's completely... Do you understand the concept of tranquil?
Tranquil
means it's quiet. There's nothing going on. You just sat there in a balsa wood tube, 9,000 feet in the air with no means of propulsion.
And if you bash into a cliff, you can't do anything.
You bash into a cliff.
I know, exactly.
That happens so often.
You can't. We're gliding. You go anywhere, don't you? A little gust of wind, you're off.
How you steer, you...
Most of us will sometimes have looked up on a... You're my witness. He called me a muppet, Mike. Mike's off. Look, he's gone. It's gone hysterical. Most of us... Have you been at my ale?
Not yet.
Most of us will at some time have looked... Have you been at my ale? kind sir. Most of us will sometimes have looked up on a summer's day and seen the gentle, graceful turn of a sailplane high in the sky. The fascination of silent flight, seeking thermals and climbing up the clouds is not easily described. Well, it is here. It's very well described. Nor is the achievement of managing to stay high in the sky without an engine. That's what I just said, Paul Andrews. Thursday the 25th, please don't creak. Thursday 25th of February, 4 to 8 o'clock at night. The venue is the Kent Gliding Club in Chalock. Have I said that right?
Yeah.
Chalock.
For once.
It could be Chalock, you see, because no. You never know.
Well, some locals do call it Chalock, actually.
Yeah, I think I would.
But I'd go with Chalock if I
were you.
Yeah, exactly.
Members, £50, £60 plus VAT. Non-members, £70 plus VAT. God, I've had so much ale. The evening includes light refreshments and two flights with the British Gliding Association trained instructor in a two-seated glider. For your first flight, you will be towed up 2,000 feet and then just let go.
It's brilliant.
Like the sound of that?
I've glided loads, and I've glided from Chalock, so it is really good fun.
During the flight, your instructor will show
you... And
you
don't scream very much at all.
During the flight, your instructor will show you how the controls work, and that's a relief, and you will also have the opportunity to fly the glider. Taking flight above Chalock, you'll enjoy magnificent views over the Weald of Kent. So, to book this, you need to contact Claire Fisher and have your IOD membership number to hand. It's worth joining, isn't it, for that? So this is from Michelle Breeze. Very good for a glider.
Michelle Breeze.
B-R-E-E-Z-E. Love it. Kent Branch Administrator. There is a website, which is www.iod.com/Kent. There is a phone number. Get your pen. But we will put this on the Bunker website after the show. And the telephone number is 01795 435918 for your Kent gliding experience.
Brilliant, thank you. You've got your own thermals, haven't you?
Yes, I always wear them.
Absolutely. So there you go, you'd be safe because you'd have your thermals on all the time.
I would.
Yeah. I'm going to read a tweet now.
Go on then.
We've got a new Twitter follower.
Have we?
Yeah, Ruth Atwood, and her Twitter handle is Ruth_4PS. And she works for 4PS Marketing in Canterbury. So, Ruth, welcome to the Business Bunker for the first time. It's an absolute pleasure to have you listening in with our other listener. and, oh, we also had a tweet from East Kent B2B, which is the B2B exhibition, which is taking place, if I remember rightly, next Tuesday, the 10th of September, at St. Augustine's House in Canterbury. That's the East Kent B2B. And you can find out about that by going to their website, which is kentb2b.co.uk. So thank you guys for listening in also. And one more tweet for the moment, although I've got loads of tweets to read out later. We've got Cheryl Randeria.
Oh, yes. Haven't heard from her for a long time.
clrcommunications.co.uk. Mm-hmm. And she says hello, she's listening to the Business Bunker show, and you can also follow her on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is at clrcoms, COMMS.
James Gardner is listening, remember James Gardner?
Where is he in?
And also at CH Gardner, so that's, what's CH Gardner? Is that, cause it's not Paul, is it?
No, I don't think so.
But that James is Paul's brother.
Yeah, James, yes, but where in the world is he? The last two shows, he's listening from France and the United States, so where is he today?
I've just discovered Charlotte Gardner is must be a wife, because it's a lady. So, Charlotte Gardner, hello, you're a new listener. And James, listening in, where are you, James?
Are you reading from the top of the tweet list again?
Yeah.
You are, aren't you? You always do that.
It's because
that really drives me nuts. I read from the bottom, she reads from the top, and then she goes, I've already read that one.
Yeah, but we meet in the middle, Paul Andrews, you
see. Yeah, right, that'll be the day.
Dynamic duo.
Yeah. Which probably brings me to the next thing I'm going to do.
What, dynamic duo?
No.
You Batman, me Robin. Oh, I know, you called me Tonto the other day.
Yeah.
I never spoke to you about that. Lone Ranger Tonto.
Yeah.
Why am I Tonto?
Psychic. And you're a bit Tonto as well.
Does that mean I'm Johnny Depp? Isn't he Tonto?
No, it means you've got a crow on your head.
Yeah. I say white man speak with forked tongue.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
You little viper, you.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, what does it bring you smoothly
I don't
onto?
Know, I've forgotten there. You interrupted and I lost my train of thought. I don't know what I was going to say now. Do you know what I'm going to do?
Tunage.
I'm going to play some tunage.
Is it something summery?
It's, well, no, not really. Oh. Yes, it is.
Is it Christmas Carol?
No, it's what? 10cc, Dreadlock Holiday.
Oh, nice.
Truck and ride. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
Provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back. A bit of dreadlock holiday, 10cc, my old next door neighbour, Mr. Kevin Godley. Hello, Kev, if you're still hanging around, mate. Great stuff.
That was a summery song.
Sorry?
There was a summery song.
It was, yeah.
Cricket,
yeah.
Reggae.
Yeah.
Doing it for me. Bit of ale.
Yeah, Kevin Godley used to live next door to me for ages and ages and ages.
Where was this, in your Bermondsey
in Tenston. No, okay. Tenston. He lived in Tenston until about a year ago he moved.
What did you do to him to make him leave?
I saw 10cc as one of the support bands at the Hop Farm a couple of years ago, and I tell you what, they were stonkingly good.
Fantastic.
They got the entire audience up and dancing, that's for sure. And
isn't he the brother of Paul McCartney, one of them?
No.
Have I got that mixed up?
No, you got that completely mixed.
Who's the brother of Paul McCartney? There is one.
Mike McCartney.
Yeah, he was the scaffold, wasn't he?
He was in the scaffold, yeah.
Yeah.
Lula Pink.
Does a lot of roofing as well now.
Yeah, of course he does.
Scaffolding, get it?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So, yeah, Tennessee said, well, I'm not in love, of course. First slow dance I ever danced.
That's not what you said last week. You were going on about your new husband last week.
My new husband, no, he's in my bad books this week.
Oh, is he? What's he done?
Well, because my daughter, Sydney, moved to, she's just bought a house, bless her, congratulations, in Faversham, Sid. And we've been doing stripping of carpets.
You haven't been hoovering her garden as well in your underwear?
No, I didn't dare. But I have been gutting her house. And look at my nails. Ruined. Ruined.
Does she know?
Yeah. She won't give me the keys. I have to keep climbing down the alley. You know, Faversham's got all these alleyways.
Yeah,
and
you
all go into each other's gardens. Really,
she didn't even know that you knew where she lived.
No, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right. So that's what I did. And then I had to go down to the Hop Festival, of course, to, you know... But no, we weren't getting on. We were snapping at each other. We worked really hard all weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, a bit of a snap we had over the weekend.
Right. Okay. Sorry. I'm.
Who's tweeting?
Well, I've got loads of emails coming in now as well.
Oh. I can't read emails on my Scoff and Quaff, which goes out live at 11 to 12.
No, you need
Channel Radio.
You need talent to do this. I'm trying to get to our first guest, but I need to read some of these because they're stacking up. I've got 32 emails here. We've got 64 emails there, and we've got 22 tweets that we haven't read yet.
Is that all?
Yeah, and three guests to talk to. But apart from that, there's no one listening. Hi, Paul. If you get a chance today, can you give Learn To a shout out as they are offering their management training courses... which I'm delivering. I thought, as you were mentioning presentation skills last week, people might be interested in the course I'm running on Tuesday, the 10th of September, and that's from Angela Bryer Stevenson, and you can find out about that by going to their website, which is www.sekgroup.org.uk/training/management-training. So do check that out if you're interested in any of the training courses they're running, and the courses they're running are Effective Teams, presenting with passion, assertiveness for all, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
And communicating with clarity. We could do with some of those, couldn't we, really?
Yeah.
So do get along to sekgroup.org.uk if you'd like to find out more about any of those tingies. Right, do you know, I think we'll speak to our first guest now.
Let's wheel him on.
It's a stonkingly, amazingly great pleasure to welcome back to the Business Bunker Show, Mr. Mike Waterston. Hello, Mike, how are you?
I'm very well.
Do you know... Do you know, Mike, we kind of worked out you were on this time last year as well, didn't we?
Yep, well, it's coming up to our... Christmas, as we call
it. We have our Christmas party.
Yes, I've got many a picture of you in a red hat.
Yeah, 4 years we've been broadcasting as well this November. Unbelievable, isn't it? You'd think we'd have got it right by now.
And it don't seem a day too long as they sing.
Absolutely.
I don't know that song. I don't actually know it. Can you sing it for me?
Well, it don't seem a day too long.
You have to get your elbows out when you sing it. Come on, Mike.
Mike lives in Essex too, you know.
I know.
He's from Essex.
He's living where I was born.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know, Mike?
I tell you what, that's probably the safest thing you could possibly do, isn't it, Mike, to live somewhere she's been?
Born. Do you know my midwife?
We had this one earlier, didn't we?
Yeah.
He doesn't know my midwife.
No, what a surprise.
I can't actually say midwife.
No. What a surprise. Mike... Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show, Mr. Mike Waterston of Temp Network. How are you, mate? How's it going? Yeah, we've done that.
I'm very good, thank you.
Cool.
Glad to be back.
Tell the listeners a little bit about your business and what you do, and then we'll kind of develop on that and talk some more about it in a moment.
Thank you ever so much for the opportunity. Temp Network is a local industrial recruitment business supplying temporary warehouse staff to businesses across Kent. They range from food production environments, order picking, fulfillment houses. We work on, you know, a very competitive charge rate. We have excellent customer service. We have really good, well-trained consultants and a 24-hour number for you. So if you ever need to get your staff, please make a note, 07500-789-774.
Cool. I want to talk to you about a few aspects of this, because there's a few interesting things that have come out over the last couple of weeks. As Jules made reference to earlier, I've done a couple of programmes in the last couple of weeks for another slightly less well-known radio station than us.
Yes. Mm. A bit hammy sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. But they try. They try their best. I've been doing some radio programmes, primarily about the Mary Portes Report and retail in High Street and things like that. Mm-hmm. And but one of the things that interested me on a programme I did for them a few weeks ago, they had a report that retail employment was down, and well down. And I was trying to make the point that, you know, it's just an evolutionary process. Retail employment is down, but that doesn't mean to say there aren't any jobs. What happened is the jobs moved. So this is where kind of you come in here, because I'm hoping you're going to reinforce this or tell me I'm wrong or whatever. But what I'm assuming is with the decline in actual shopfront retail staff, what we've seen is a rise in packing, picking, warehouse and all the kind of things that you still need to deliver retail from an internet site. Yeah. So the jobs, rather than working in shops, are now working in warehouses and delivery.
Correct, yeah. Yep. That's, I mean, people have seen a natural evolution of, you know, e-tail commerce, and people want, they want things now, they don't want to drive, they don't want to shop, they don't want to wait, and therefore there's been a massive influx with warehouses, regional distribution centres, and courier drivers, and we're not just talking, you know, massive large companies and white vans, we're talking, you know, people doing it as a second job or a part-time job or something, you know, a mum shift even, out of their own car, and that's what we're seeing, a massive
Finding people doing deliveries in cars and stuff like that.
You'll find that people will do sort of a main run and, you know, between office hours, you know, in working day, and then whatever's left people will do in an evening, and they'll be, you know, someone will go out so it suits them to do 2 hours at from 6 till 8, say, for example, because they've had other commitments in the day, and they will go and deliver those other parcels. So we're seeing a massive rise in that, but we're seeing a massive rise in warehouses, and our clients are expanding. So whereas, yes, retail, new people coming into retail at the lower end is in decline, we're seeing, you know, well, put it, my company is like 3 times busier than it was this time last year.
Really?
So, right. You know, Business Bunker is here to promote, you know, success, so I want to share that with people.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're doing really well, and, you know, that's a lot of, you know, industry going that way.
Yeah, absolutely. So the changing in market conditions has had a knock-on effect on your business. Definitely. and helped you to grow your business. And, I mean, that's not the only thing, obviously, you know, because of the kind of company you are and the kind of services you provide, that is also a large part of the mix. But so that's fascinating. I've got a thing that I'm going to do later, talking about, because the government have just announced a new rise in minimum wage, which comes into effect in October again, and I'm going to do a bit on that later. Mm-hmm. But I just want to ask you, just as a general thing, because a lot of people will think about most of those jobs being minimum wage, and I suppose an awful lot of them are. Mm-hmm. But I would also think that there's opportunities to grow through that as well.
Yeah, what you see is it's a starting point, isn't it? So everyone has a level playing field, and from the recruitment agency point of view, we all have to pay the same, and therefore, in theory, charge rates are, you know, fairly level as well. So it helps the end user from that side,
right.
But what we often see is, yes, people say, you know, I'm starting at the bottom and it's for minimum wage, etc., but I say it's a job, and it's a way in.
Yeah,
and we have many an opportunity, and we have many of our temps actually go through, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, whatever, of working through us, and then they end up working in that company at a higher level, and they've not had the stress of an interview per se, because they've had a working interview
over
that period of time. So, you know, it's a lower risk from both the employer and the employee, that they get to know each other in terms of reliability, cultural fit, being able to do the job, etc.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, and it's one of the things I recommend people. In my own kids, I say, get a temp job. People go, I can't get work. Get a temp job. Just get a temp job.
Get some experience.
It's as simple as that. Yeah. You get experience, and both sides can see what's going on. You can see if you like the work, they can see if they like you, and as you say, you end up getting a permanent job without even having an interview because they've seen your work.
Exactly.
And that's what it's all about, and people don't seem to understand that. That's really cool. So at the moment, Mike, as far as Temp Network are concerned, do you tend to work on a regional basis, a county basis?
Well, good question, actually. Thank you ever so much for the opportunity. We do provide a sort of on-the-doorstep service for our core clients. However, we do have a couple of nationals across the UK, and we sort of cover from Bristol all the way up to the Midlands. And on the back of that, the work that we've done in the Midlands has created, whilst I know that we predominantly work and we promote in Kent, we're going to be opening a new office in the Northamptonshire area very soon.
Right. Is that Corby Way?
Corby Way, yes. Yeah. It's where I learned my craft, and one of the few places that Jules hasn't visited, I don't think.
I don't know the accent. See, is it sort of a bit up north?
No.
Corby.
No.
It's a mix of Scottish and the South, I
okay,
think.
I can do it if it's a Scottish.
No.
Haggis?
No, it's not.
Doesn't the Queen have Corbies?
Corbies.
No more ale.
Yeah, she does have Corbies, loads of them. Yeah.
It's made him laugh. Right.
Yeah, it did.
Come on, Mike, because it's getting hysterical.
Yeah, that did make me laugh. Oh. Sorry about that.
Now Mike's off, look. See,
No, we're all laughing now.
I'm laugh on the radio. I'm not allowed to laugh on the radio.
The trouble is, when you two get together, is really...
Oh, yeah, go on, blame us.
Yeah.
It wasn't your silly joke that set us off.
It's like two little boys... Oh, let's not go near Rolf Harris. Let's not mention Rolf Harris, please. You know that my friend Ken Lloyd has got some Rolf Harris art, which is he invested in. He's now having to take it off the wall, of course.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you for that.
About you.
Yeah. Tempnetwork.co.uk.
Tempnetwork.co.uk.
I've completely lost my thread now with all that nonsense from Jules. Sorry about that.
Corbies.
No, not Corbies. Not short little Welsh dogs. I don't know what I was going to say. You completely throw me.
I know exactly. Mike was branching out, including Corby.
Yeah.
And he said it's one of the few places that Jules hasn't been. Therefore, I was invited to enter the conversation.
Yeah.
Which I've done.
And then
now back
completely
to you.
Destroyed it by moving it onto something completely different.
Back to you, Paul Andrews.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about some other things that I know that you're probably not involved in now, Mike, but you have been in the past, which are retail-based businesses, specifically retail-based businesses, and specifically based in Tunbridge Wells. Mm-hmm. Because when I announced on Twitter the other day that I was doing the programme for the BBC, it started a huge rolling conversation with Mike Good and loads of people in Tunbridge Wells. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about Tunbridge Wells as a place, and how different it is depending on which side of the town you're on. Yeah, so if you're over in the Pantiles, all the shops are full and everything else. If you go to other, you know, Mount Ephraim, there was also a debate about how you pronounce Mount Ephraim as well, but we won't even go there.
You'll need another show, I think.
Yeah, exactly. There are parts of Mount Ephraim and Camden Road, which I know that you know well, where there are empty shops still.
Yes, well, unfortunately, it is a mixed bag, but the Pantiles, bear in mind, is very it's a very big tourist area.
Yeah.
So it is made up, you know, of predominantly, you know, cafes and bars and restaurants and, you know, gift shops and things like that. So, and they do have an influx of people that are coming purely to see the Pantiles.
Yeah.
Whereas the main town, which is the, you know, the shopping town, as it were, has your main shopping centre with, you know, the all the usual suspects that are there in terms of, you know, the big retail names.
Right.
What Camden Road and the sort of roads in that area sort of offer is alternative. So they tend to be more boutiques and they tend to be more individual farm shops and, you know, barbers and bits and pieces like that.
Okay, yeah.
The issue being that there's a lot of people from that end who walk into town, but they don't always take notice of those shops because of the marketing that the big boys have. So,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
What I mean? They're almost blind walking up the road.
Yep, no, I understand that fully. Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? And then, you know, if you look around at different things like that, where I live, Tenterton, the shop occupancy is 100%, and they're building new ones. And it's very similar in Whitstable. And then you go to places like Margate and Dartford, which are the subject of the Portsass reports, where, you know, they have, I don't know what the actual numbers are, but I'll happily make it up. You know, 70% empty premises or whatever it is. So, okay, cool. Coming back to Temp Network and the business that you do, providing temporary industrial staff, mm-hmm. is there a particular category of people that you find are more in demand than anything?
We've seen a massive rise in sort of, you know, general operatives, but these are people that are semi-skilled, unskilled, but can turn their hand to pretty much anything. So, right. You know, one day they can be doing some, you know, order picking. The next day they can be, you know, sweeping a warehouse floor. That, you know, they just need. It's we're looking for people that are flexible, that right. can communicate, that are reliable, right. and then from there, they tend to build up, you know, with MVQs etc. and move into forklift training and, you know, forklift truck drivers, which, you know, then take you up to the sort of next pay grade and again more opportunities.
Right. Okay. Cool. You're absolutely right. There's a lot more opportunities now for qualified forklift truck drivers and things like that, aren't there?
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So, your business has grown, did you say, up to three times?
Three times against this time last year. Right. And the current commitment from clients is that we'll sort of grow, you know, at least 25% again through our busiest time of October, November, December, which right. is why I always come in September, just to get people to think about their Christmas temps.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because people do leave things like that to the last minute, and then they wonder why everybody's already got a job and they can't get anyone.
It's just what I said on Scoff and Quaff, which is a superior show on between 11 and 12.
On what?
On Tuesday morning. Scoff and Quaff.
What's that mean?
It's a superior show, Paul Andrews. It's on... It's
never heard of it.
No, we never heard of it. What I say is... Every year, it's on December the 25th. It doesn't change, and people just sort
What's
of...
What's on December the 25th?
Christmas!
Is it?
You know, the little man, the man that you see on the cross.
Well, this year it's on the 25th.
Every year...
I didn't know that.
He books into the stable, and he's born, and people just leave it to the last minute every year, don't they? You see Paul Andrews, Christmas Eve, running around, you know... Loading his trolley.
In the garage.
But plan it now, especially if you've got PR campaigns and, as you say, temps.
Yeah, I think it's definitely the way to go. You know, people understand that, oh, yeah, we can go on the internet now, and I think people are doing their Christmas shop later because it suits them with their payday and the fact that they can go online. Mm. You know, I can't remember what they call it, e-commerce day or whatever it is, the massive influx where everyone goes online and spends all their November pay packet.
Yeah, usually when they're ratted in the evening.
That's when you do yours anyway, isn't it, yours?
Yeah.
Not just in the evening.
but then there's that demand for those courier drivers, you see, so, you know what I mean, we need to talk about that. People that are planning their Christmas now, one of our clients is a Christmas, greetings card business, and this is their peak. The next few weeks is when we will, supply them and support them through their sort of busiest time,
right,
so that all those, you know, individuals out there can buy their Christmas cards.
Right. So what do? You're colouring in the cards. You've got crayons and stuff.
They actually come from China, so we have to spot the spelling mistake,
to be honest. Come from China.
Millie Xmas, that kind of thing.
I like that. That's good.
Cool. Mike, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's always a fantastic pleasure to have you on the show. Give us a shout out one more time for your fantastic business.
Thank you ever so much for the opportunity. My name's Mike. The company is Temp Network. You can find us on the web on all the www.tempnetwork.co.uk. And I look forward to being back here on the 17th of December for the Christmas show.
Absolutely.
Shall I bring your hat again?
Please bring my hat and lots of photos, please.
You bring the figgy pudding.
And you bring that ale.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show and join in. But for the moment, Mike Waterson of Temp Network. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. We are inundated with emails and texts and tweets and all kinds. I want to read this. On September the 5th, I'll be cycling around Brands Hatch motor racing circuit as part of a team taking part in a 12-hour endurance race raising funds for our family charity, Abigail's Footsteps. Last year, I managed 6 laps of the very hilly 2.34-mile circuit and then could not walk for a week, so please be assured this is no easy challenge for me. I know you are inundated with requests, but if you could sponsor me, I would be very grateful. If you'd like to sponsor me, please just go to our Just Giving page, and it is justgiving.com/DavidWard, W-A-R-D, 1967. That's David Ward, 1967, to sponsor David for his cycle ride around Brands Hatch. It is a hilly circuit. It is difficult. I've actually been round it in 1 minute and 44 seconds.
What were you riding?
a Formula 3 car.
Were you?
Yeah, but...
What is the proper time to go round?
I used to own a motor racing team. We had the lap record for an F3 car at 1 minute 44 seconds for the Indy circuit. And the outright lap record was set by Gilles Villeneuve.
Okay.
In an Indy car.
Who is Gilles Villeneuve?
Who was Gilles Villeneuve?
Okay. Italian?
He was a French-Canadian Formula One driver.
Okay.
And Gilles set the outright lap record in an Indy car, which is an American Formula One type car, at 1 minute 39 seconds.
I actually have the record, I think I've mentioned it before, of driving the wrong way around Brands Hatch when I was a JPS girl with my little Lotus Esprit that I had. I went round.
Why does that surprise
me? Well, I was supposed to do a lap of honour or something with it, and it was black and gold, JPS colours, in my 20s, in the days when smoking was okay. And I went round the wrong way.
Yeah.
I wonder why all these people were cheering me on, but they weren't, they were waving.
They were waving, go back,
yes.
Yeah.
I had great fun.
Nice one.
Mm.
Why doesn't that surprise me in the least? I've got another email here from ILG Technology. They have an ILG Technology Open Day on the 18th and 19th of September. There will be demonstrations from 9:30 a.m, 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. You can find out all about it by going to their website, which I can tell you in a minute. I don't know. It's ILG Business. ILGBusiness.co.uk, and you can find out all about that. Just on that, ILG Business tend to specialise, because I happen to know, in Apple products. They do other things as well, but they also have a division that does Apple products.
Yeah.
And I know this isn't Kent related, but I saw this morning that Microsoft have just bought Nokia.
Yes.
£4.7 billion.
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Vodafone, of course, have what have they done? They've sold their little thing, and they're not going to pay...
Verizon in the US.
And they're not going to pay any tax, apparently.
Yeah,
they're going to try and wheedle out of it.
Well, no, you don't have to wheedle out of it. It was a rule passed by Gordon Brown called the SEE.
Who's buzzing?
I don't know. Somebody's buzzing on
is
the phone.
Is it you?
No.
Okay. So what was it? So how has Gordon Brown scuppered this tax thing?
Well, he hasn't scuppered it. When he was Prime Minister, they produced a tax rule called the SEE, which was a rule that specifically said you didn't have to pay capital gains tax on sales of businesses. And one of the things that makes me laugh, I don't do negative stuff normally, but what really makes me angry is Margaret Hodge, the Labour MP yesterday, was waxing lyrical about how disgusting this was. So I bothered to look up, and she actually voted for it, so I don't know what she's on.
Oh, really? Well, that's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, so, you know, it's one of those things. But, yeah, absolutely. Vodafone has sold part of their business, but the more interesting move, I think, is Microsoft acquiring Nokia.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What do you think, what difference is that going to make, do you think, to
well,
Nokia?
Well, they're obviously trying to compete head-to-head with Apple.
Apple.
By having a mobile phone manufacturer. Because Nokia are one of the only suppliers of mobile phones with Windows operating system on it anyway, so that's a fairly natural thing to have done.
Yeah.
But Nokia, once upon a time, were the number one mobile phone supplier in the world,
yeah.
But they slipped right down. Anyway, enough of all that.
Is your money working hard for you? Do you have frozen pension savings from a previous employer or personal pension plan? Your savings could be growing as little as 1% a year. The UK inflation rate is currently 2.8% a year. That's of July of this year, 2013. This means your money could be losing value every day. Don't let this happen to you. Core Financial Services are offering a free pension review and will find out how much your pension has grown over the past 5 years, how your pension's growth compares to the average UK scheme, and how much your pension provider is charging you. We'll also search the marketplace for a scheme which may have been outperforming your current plan, and it's all completely free. Please contact us on 0844 875 4577, or there is a website which is www.Coreefa, that's C for cat, O-R-E-I-F for Freddy, A.co.uk, that's Coreefa.co.uk, to find out for a free pension review.
And it's funny you should mention Core IFA.
Is it?
Because for that is who you were mentioning.
Talking about Apple?
No.
Core.
Ha ha ha, very good. They've also sent me an email about their networking.
Have they?
Yeah, they run the Spitfire networking, and that's...
Another fine ale.
Yeah. Well, no, well, Spitfire Networking was called that because it was in the Spitfire Pub in Kings Hill. But they've sent me an email to tell me that there's been a change of venue. And their next networking event is manana, tomorrow, Wednesday the 4th of September, 12 to 2pm. And it's now at the Kings Hill Golf Club, Fortune Way, Kings Hill. It's £5 to go to that, but that includes lunch.
Oh, that's amazing.
So,
what is the lunch, do they say?
They don't actually mention that, no.
Venison?
I shouldn't think it's a three-course roasting for £5. I would just hazard a guess with that. But if you want to find out about that Spitfire networking at the new venue at the Kings Hill Golf Club, you can do so by calling them on 0844 875 5777, or you can email them at info@coreifa.co.uk.
Which brings me smoothly in to say that Angela Briar Stevenson, who does a fantastic show, presents with Sue and, help me out, Paul, who else is on the show?
Jan and Sue.
Jan and Sue, or Sue and Jan. They present this lovely show at 3 o'clock called Who Cares Wins, and you should listen every Monday, but you can listen again on Channel Radio. And she's saying, how interesting to hear Mike, who whose ad we play on our show. Temp work was how Angela, that's her, got into HR and L&D. What's L&D?
Leadership and Development.
Brilliant. I'm so glad it's nothing like bondage or something. I was worried what L&D was.
What were you thinking? Leather and...
leather and something.
And dodgy stuff.
Yeah. L&D.
Typical.
So she's listening and she said yay, which, as she knows, I don't like. So.
Yeah, cool.
She does it to annoy me.
I know, but she's very good at it. Aren't we all?
And Miriam McGurk says, loved 10cc. Also, she listened to that at the disco, but nobody asked her to dance.
All right. Are you reading my tweets again?
No, I'm going from the top, like you told me.
Hi, Paul. Good luck with the show today. Please, would you be so kind as to mention a couple of things? Firstly, there are two chamber after-hours meetings taking place tonight. The first is in Dartford, hosted by the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre, which is in Brunel Way, Dartford. As well as our usual free, informal and fun networking, two local members, Pete Bresser of Bresser Photography and Digital Media, and Martin Hobby of Martin Hobby Photography, will be giving delegates the opportunity to explore light and dark of business profile photography. Our last photo booth opportunity was great fun with a serious business undertone, and this will be no different. So you can get along to that this evening from 6 o'clock at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre, Brunel Way, Dartford. Or, if you're at the other end of the county, at the same time, there's a Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce After Hours networking meeting in Ashford at the Conningbrook Hotel. There's no need to pre-book. Delegates only need to turn up with plenty of business cards, light refreshments, and ice cubes, obviously, Jules. Light refreshments are provided by Jules, who's got herself a temporary waiting job.
Oh, it's gone on my skirt again.
I've got to tell you, the funniest thing was the other week when she was over here trying to take a photograph, and she swung the microphone out of the way and knocked an entire jug of water off. But the whole thing went straight into her handbag, which was an absolute result.
It works for Mick Jagger.
Anyway, as I was saying, the after dinner, the after hours networking club, which is free to attend, is at 6 p.m. this evening, Tuesday, at the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford. And there's also a new regular Medway After Hours, which launches on the 17th of September, and that's taking place at F Keys on the Medway City Estate. Please ask businesses not only onto the estate, but further afield, to make a date in their diary and get along on the 17th of September to the Kent Invicta Chamber Medway After Hours Club at F Keys on the Medway City Estate. And that's from Louisa Felstead. And that's my pleasure to read that out for you, Louisa. I've actually been to quite a few of those after hours networking things, and they're really, really good. They are really excellent.
You are like a sort of, you know, a creature of the night, aren't you, really?
Yeah, something like that. I have a stake through my heart.
Yes. T-bone.
Yeah, I've also just got another email in from the Institute of Directors. Good morning. I'm delighted to bring to you details of the Fields of Life Choir concert at Rochester Cathedral on the evening of Wednesday the 2nd of October. This promises to be an incredible performance. Tickets only cost £10, all of which goes direct to both Fields of Life and the Rochester Cathedral Trust. I hope that you'll join me and help spread the word. Personally, I can't wait to welcome these amazing young scholars in the UK. The majority of the choir come from bush villages across Uganda, where life is very different. Details of how to book can be found by by calling us on 01634 810074, and that's from the lovely Debbie Cameron at IOD Kent Branch.
Hello, Debbie.
Cool. Have you got another tweet to do?
Yes, I have. Sorry, I was just getting a tweet from someone. First of all, I want to read out something else. This is from the brother, maybe, of Mike. It's the BCB member Alex Waterton, and he's leading Microsoft Office Trainer in Kent. Is he your brother, Mike?
I know him, but he's not my brother.
Relation?
We don't think so.
It's the Waterton show, anyway. So he's leading Microsoft Office Training in Kent, and he's speaking at the next meeting on the 12th of September about presenting, which, of course, is something that's a second nature to him. And Alex says that he's surprised at the number of people who worry about making presentations or pitches to clients or prospective clients. BCB meets at Gillingham Golf Club on the second Thursday of each month at 7:30 in the morning, and there's also an excellent breakfast as well as a speaker. Ample opportunity to share with the whole group and with individuals. There's no pressure on finish time, although the formal proceedings end at 9 a.m. Breakfast is a full English, $12.50, paid in advance. So please contact the lovely Ken Wheeler or get in touch with the BCB Business Community Breakfast. Just Google it, or it'll be on our lovely Business Bunker website after the show.
Fantastic. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
We're going to have a bit more tunage, and then we're going to talk to our next two
and
guests.
And what are we playing?
A bit of Police.
Pray Tell.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Serkin on this Tuesday, the 3rd of September. That was Police with Every Breath You Take.
It's a bit spooky, that bit stalky, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's a lovely song.
He wrote it stalking his wife, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
So it's a bit spooky.
Yeah. Tunbridge Farmers Market this Sunday, 8th of September. We don't have a charity stall this month, but we do have Rebecca McGurr with us, and this is why. In July 2014, Rebecca will be joining a team of Year 11 students from Tunbridge Grammar School on a trip to Malawi. Malawi is one of the poorest countries in the world. It has a life expectancy of 54 years and nearly 10% of children die before their fifth birthday. She'll be working for the Joshua Orphan and Community Care Charity, which works to help improve the lives of thousands of Malawian children. The exact project that she will be working on is yet to be confirmed, but it's likely to be helping the community on work at the Joshua Secondary School. The project may involve mixing cement by hand, laying bricks, plastering and painting. It's extremely hands-on. She is fundraising for the Joshua Orphan and Community Care Charity by selling fair trade and handmade products at the Tunbridge Farmers Market on Sunday the 8th of September and Sunday the 13th of October 2013. So please go along to one or both of those farmers markets and find Rebecca Miguel on her stall and buy some of her stuff. And if you don't, I'll come and get you.
That's a lovely story, isn't it?
It is.
Young girl. What school was she at, grammar school?
She is at the Tunbridge Grammar School.
Fantastic.
That's so brilliant.
Well done, Rebecca.
Rebecca, all power to you. Well done. It's a fantastic thing that you're doing. And I'm sure that the businesses and the people of Kent will support you wholeheartedly in that. And I just want to do one more before we come to our next guest. I've been asked for a cheeky little shout out for the new website of translation services, bravo.com. That's BURRAVOE.com, bravo.com. And that's from Annette Bunn. Annette, there you go. A cheeky little shout out for your new website.
Yes.
It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome to the Business Bunker Show two delightful ladies, Hilary Steele and Jean Crew. Hello, ladies. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Thank you so much for joining us. The pair of you do so many things. By the time I'd finished running through what you do, we'd have run out of time. So just give us a quick overview of some of the things you do and what you want to talk about. And argue amongst yourselves. It doesn't matter who goes first.
Okay. First of all, I'm editor of a new publication in Kent called Kent Women in Business Magazine.
I had a look at that this morning. It's a very well-produced magazine, and it's very glossy, isn't it?
It's lovely and glossy.
Yeah, it's a fantastic magazine.
I have a copy as well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I haven't seen it, and I'd love to. Mm. Thank you.
So that's my project at the moment that I'm working on.
Right.
And my name is Jean, and I run a training company called JEC Training.
You do indeed, Jean.
I do.
Yeah, and very good she is too.
I am.
I've seen Jean in action on a couple of occasions.
That sounds highly suspect, Paul.
Yeah, I was hoping it did. No, but I mean in training action, and she's really good.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Cool. So, ladies, tell us about some of the other things you're up to. First of all, tell us about KITA.
Right. It's Kent Independent Trader Awards. This is the second year, and it takes place on the 19th of September in Maidstone at the Royal Star Arcade.
Right, I was going to say, is it the Royal Star Arcade? That's where it was last year. I went to it last year, I presented one of the prizes, and it was a... absolutely brilliant, because it was completely different. It was just such a different venue, and it worked really well.
I thought it did anyway.
Yeah.
And the Royal Star's full of independent traders, which kind of went hand in hand. There's still a chance to vote for People's Choice, actually. That closes on Friday, and that's kentindependenttraders.co.uk.
Cool. And you've got lots of categories of different independent companies around Kent, and you reward their excellence and all-round goodness.
We do indeed.
Yeah, brilliant. Now, that's really good. It's a really good thing. And as I say, the event last year was a really super event as well. And I think, if I remember rightly, the overall winner of the Entrepreneur of the Year was young Julie, wasn't it? Julie Anderson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Good. So, but that's not what you're up to next, is it, ladies? Tell us about the new programme.
Well, we've joined, really, to launch a joint project called What We Want, which is going to be about giving women an opportunity to take part in development days and really spend time together, getting to know each other, sharing their expertise, networking, sharing what they know as women in business together. And Hilary and I have joined together and in order to launch this new initiative together, What We Want.
Okay, and that's what it's called, What We Want.
Absolutely.
And people can follow it on Twitter, I think.
Yes, there is a Twitter account. You can follow us there, or you can go to the website by the Quib website, which is
quibmagazine.co.uk/www.
So that's Quib, K-W-I-B.
K-W-I-B.
Cool. Okay. Tell us a little bit more about the programme and the kind of things you're going to be covering and, you know, what it's doing. And can I come?
Unfortunately, Paul, no, you can't.
Even if I wore a skirt?
We'd love to see it, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, please sneak
in. Have you ever seen him in his wince yet?
I'd like to see it, Jules. The next thing we're doing is we're doing an event on Thursday, the 26th of September. Mm-hmm. And so that's coming up really quickly. It's going to be at the Hilton Hotel in Maidstone.
Right,
and
okay.
It's going to be basically a women's development day. And we're going to be covering a number of really exciting and innovative topics on that day. Hilary and I both presenting together.
Right.
And really want to get as many women as we can together to come together and share their expertise and their knowledge.
Okay, so are you looking for women that are already in business, women that are thinking about starting their business, or a combination of both?
The thing is, it's women who actually are looking at their own self-development. So it could be people who are employed, who are mm-hmm. looking at maybe taking their career that next stage further, people who are thinking of starting a business, people that are lacking maybe in a bit of confidence and want a bit of a recharge of their own wiring, as it were.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, is it modularised? Are there a number of different things that you're talking about?
Yeah, there's going to be four main topics on the day. So Hilary is going to be covering DISC, which is about powerful people reading. I'm going to be doing a module on...
Sorry, say that again. It's about?
DISC, powerful people reading. Hilary, tell
powerful
us a little bit about that.
I want to know about powerful
Absolutely.
People reading.
Well, since I've been sitting here, I've been scanning the room with my knowledge of DISC, personality Uh-oh. Profiling, so I've worked Uh-oh. You all out.
It wasn't me. I didn't mean it. And
what are we?
Yeah.
Better not say it live. It is basically, it starts the day where you're looking at how you communicate, how you like to receive communication, what your decision-making process is, what your biggest fears are. So we start with looking
at I know
at
what
you.
Hers are.
No ale.
Yeah, exactly. Decision-making process is a eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a teacher by the toe.
Isn't
yeah.
that a Christmas song?
I don't know.
No ale.
Oh dear. I apologise now, listener. It doesn't get any better.
Have you been to Corby?
No, but I think we're going to win a prize for that, aren't we?
Yes, possibly.
Right, so there's some people analysis going on. Yeah, sorry, I needed to find out about that. So what are the other modules that are going to happen on the programme?
The second session of the morning is yes, yes, yes.
Now, see, this is what I want to hear. Yeah.
Which is about getting to yes. So it's about using tools of influence techniques to get people to subconsciously think yes to what you're suggesting, your ideas, your thoughts, and basically being able to have a feeling of influence over people that you interact with.
Mm-hmm. Get people saying yes.
Absolutely.
I know that aphorism. Yeah. Cool. And just while we're talking about that, that is actually a very powerful thing. It's something I used to be involved in many years ago as well. And if you get people in a negative frame of mind,
yeah.
they will continue to be negative.
Absolutely. It's about the principles of persuasion, really, yeah. Paul, and about, you know, we're going to be looking at Cialdini's seven tools of influence and really unpacking those and how we can use them in business and in personal lives, actually, to get people to make decisions that work in our favour. It needs to be used wisely, and it's not about trickery, but it is about using recognised techniques that can make people think subconsciously positively about what you're suggesting. It's really good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. It's about thinking about how we communicate with people and thinking about the message we want to put across and thinking about how we come across.
Absolutely. It's about creating liking. It's about creating a sense of rapport between yourself and someone else and creating an environment within which someone thinks positively about your suggestions. It's going to be a really powerful session.
Cool. Okay. So I've lost the plot on where we got through on the day. So what else have we got going on?
Yes. And the date. Tell us again the date, please.
26th of September.
Okay.
Another one is, whenever someone used to say to me, right, Hilary, you need to set some goals, I'd be like, oh, just wouldn't inspire me. But the fact is, since I started setting goals and actually working out how to achieve them, it's had a dramatic impact on my own business.
Right.
I want a magazine. I'm going to have one. I have one. I didn't just have
I want to get rid of Jules.
You build it up. So we're going to
That is really ghastly. It's probably the worst thing you've ever said. Worse than the spare tyre.
Do you think so?
Yeah, worse than the spare tyre episode.
Which I thought that was funny.
Yes. I'll get you back, Andrews.
Are you going to tell him about the spare tyre? Because I thought that was my best one.
No, I'm not going to mention. I won't even mention the fact that I looked like a mountain.
She told me off for never giving her anything as a present. And I just said, well, I gave you a spare tyre and I'm really pleased to see that you're wearing it.
It was hilarious. So funny. Yeah.
Sorry.
Carry on.
No, yes. So we're going to literally...
So goal setting,
we're going to really go for the goal-achieving aspect of it and look at what people actually really want.
Right.
Concentrate on what people want as opposed to what they don't want.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So this is a whole-day programme?
Yes, absolutely. The final session is about putting stress in its place. So learning techniques and ways of managing pressure so it doesn't turn into stress. Don't know about you, but I work better under a little bit of pressure. I'm not afraid to say that. I do. I operate better in that state. Mm. But it's when pressure turns into stress that it then becomes something that we need to manage.
Sure.
And we're going to be talking about that as well. So four sessions in total on Thursday the 26th at the What We Want event, that Women's Business Development Day.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Like a packed, fantastic day, and that you've really thought it out. You know, it goes together really well, doesn't it?
It's actually been created based on what we've picked up that people are missing and what people are looking for, and we've combined two different, very different presenting techniques to come up with a package that will reach a larger number of people.
Mm. Right, okay. That sounds really cool. And that's taking place at the Mason Hilton, which is by the Knockcuts roundabout there,
that's
isn't
correct.
It? Yeah. And that's on the 26th of September.
Yes, yeah, Thursday the 26th of September. There's going to be a tea and coffee to start and some networking and an introductory talk. And then we'll move straight into the sessions. There'll be a buffet lunch. And then at the end, there'll be time to network, get to know each other a little better, which we will have done throughout the day anyway, and spend some really quality time together.
Yeah, sounds really good. So if people want to find out more about this or to book themselves on the programme or whatever, what do they do?
If you go to all the W's, quibmagazine.co.uk/, and the W's again, www.
Right, say that again, please.
quibmagazine.co.uk, that's K-W-I-B, /www.
Brilliant.
Cool. Those links are already on the homepage of the Kent Business Radio Today.
How diligent.
And they
you
will
are.
Also be on the show page. Show today's show is show number 139. They will be there and for prosperity actually.
Fabulous.
They will
thank
always
you.
Be there.
Excellent.
How did you two meet?
Networking.
Okay. Which networking?
It was a NatWest Women in Business networking.
In Ashford. Yeah.
At the Conningbrook where the chamber was.
How long ago?
Beginning of the year, actually. I was there, again, speaking on managing stress as part of a women's networking event. Our eyes met across a crowded room. But I was just drawn to Hillary, really, as a person. We got talking afterwards and networking like you do, and actually felt that there was a really good synergy there. And the relationship formed quite quickly, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Yeah. We just felt that there was common ground and that there was something we could do together that would be really something quite special and dynamic. And that's proven to be true.
Brilliant. No, it's good stuff. We could talk about this forever, and we could talk about all the kind of things you do, and I'm sure we're going to have you back at some stage to talk about some of the other things that you're doing. This programme that you're going to do, the Women's Day, is it something that you're going to run on a regular basis, or is this just a one-off?
Yeah, the plan at the moment is to run them quarterly.
Right, okay.
Definitely.
So if people can't make this one, there will be another one.
We'll probably do the next one. We'll be scheduling in February.
Okay, brilliant. Okay. Yeah. So give us one last shout for how people find out more about it.
Okay, you can either go to Twitter, which the Twitter ID is...
help me.
What
We Want 2013.
Yeah. So at What We Want 2013.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So I'm updating that regularly. I'm also doing links to the website, links to the booking page, and just talking, getting some conversation going with people that are interested in the development day and what it's about.
Okay, brilliant. And you've each got your own identities as well. So give us a shout for your own Twitter handles and websites and all that stuff.
Okay, I'm at Kent Ideas.
Kent Ideas.
And I'm at JEC Trainer.
JEC Trainer.
Yes.
JEC Trainer and Kent Ideas. Follow both these lovely ladies on the Twitter.
Is it Kent Ideas with an S at the end?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Just writing it down, Paul.
Sorry, I know you feel free.
I'm being diligent.
You're just not used to it. None of you are old enough. I was going to make a joke there, but similar to your Corby joke, about Marshall Dillinger, but you wouldn't have resonated with
him. Who was Marshall Dillinger?
Well, no, it doesn't matter.
Come on, you're dying to tell us.
No,
was he someone like this?
It was a cowboy program on TV in the 60s. Anyway.
I remember the Wooden Tops.
No, they weren't in it at all. Brilliant. For the moment, ladies, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to
you.
We wish you all power to What Women Want program.
Great.
Plus also your ongoing sales training at JEC Training.
Thank you.
And your Keita Awards, and much luck with the fabulous magazine. Is the magazine free?
No. No, it's in 120 retail outlets across Kent as of this weekend, and it's available online via subscription.
Okay, cool.
Where is it? Oh, you sent me an online copy. Oh, no, there's a hard copy. Fantastic. Yeah. I would have liked it in here, so I could fondle it now.
I had a quick read of it earlier on, and it's an incredibly well-produced magazine, and there's loads and loads of stuff in there, and there were loads and loads of articles by some very interesting people, so I do highly recommend that you have a read of that, because it looked pretty good to me. For the moment, ladies, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to see you both. Stay with us for the last few minutes of the show, by all means, and feel free to join in.
Thank you very much.
I've got loads of tweets. Coming back to Mike's piece earlier, Spark, who are not the Bank of Dave on the Twitter, that's Paul Norley, who runs a peer-to-peer lending operation in Maidstone. He said, I started temping 3 days a week 9 years ago. It turned into a full-time post, and the people I work for are still a client of my business today. So it just shows you, reinforcing what we were saying. And I've also had a tweet from Ruth Atwood, who says, can we get a shout-out for 4PS Marketing? That's on the Twitter, at 4PS Marketing. Currently doing new intake training at our Digital Academy in Canterbury. So there is your shout out, Ruth, and it's an absolute pleasure to do that for you. I think we'll do another email.
It's the return of the tweet ups, the Kent Business Tweet Up. The details are all on the website, which I'll read in a minute. That's starting off next week, the 9th, the first Monday of the month, or the second Monday of the month, the 9th of September at Macnaids, which is in Faversham. Then on the 19th, we've got the Hotel Continental Whitstable, which is on a Thursday morning, 10 till 12. And, of course, 26th at Lenley's, Roper Road, Canterbury, with free parking and a little cafe. The details are on www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. And it's all free business networking, so get down there. And there's a monthly, at Lenley's, there's a monthly 10-minute presentation. So if your business would like to do a 10-minute presentation, feel free to do so.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Unite Works.
Okay.
And Unite Works are an associate company of Fruitworks.
Okay.
And they have opened a hot desk and community hub in the Medway City Estate in Rochester. And there's free parking, free coffee and tea, and it's launching this week, and you can find out more about it by following them at Unite Works, all one word, on the Twitter, and there'll be a website coming soon, but it's a hot desking and community hub workspace along the lines of Fruitworks, but for the Medway area.
Great
area. And that's
area.
In Medway City Estate, and it's a really, really nice building with oodles and oodles of free on-site parking.
Oh, I thought you'd say free ale.
Yeah.
I would have gone.
Yeah, that would really work.
You have that at Fruitworks, don't you?
We do have free beer evenings at Fruitworks occasionally, yeah.
Mm.
But luckily, you haven't been to any of them yet, so we haven't been drunk dry.
You know your friend, the business bunker friend, Neville Gaunt?
Yeah.
He's cordially inviting you to come and have fun on camera. It's the North Kent branch, FSB members, Federation of Small Businesses, and they take to the screen to tell everyone about their business offering and why they love the FSB. Now, this is going to be at the Innovation Centre Medway, Maidstone Road, Chatham. That's M for Mother, E5, 9S for Sugar Derek. Tuesday, 10th of November, 2013, 5:15 to 7 p.m, and it's social media's best, BEST, Google, friendly way to connect with your customers. It's going to be presented by Val Witter and hosted by the branch committee. So that is, hang on, where are we going? There is a website which is, oh dear, what Let's just say it will be on the Business Bunker after the show.
What's that again?
Oh, it's all sorts of forward slashes and join.fsb.org.uk.
Oh, right. It's but one of those long...
It'll be on the Business Bunker, but it's you can get 20 to 30 seconds there as well. So very, it sounds very, very useful, but it's on the 10th of September. So that's next Tuesday, 5:15, after the Business Bunker show, in fact.
We've got a special Business Bunker next week as well on the 10th, have we not?
We have. Organised by yours truly.
Yep.
We have, of course, Charles Buchanan of the...
Chief Executive of Manston Airport.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. And also the Why Not Manston
Nick Reed.
Yes, thank
Nick
you.
Nick Reed.
So
you organised it and you couldn't remember either of their names.
Yeah, when was it? July, and I've had about 85 holidays since then and drunk
and nine litres. Bottles of beer this morning. Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is, if you are a Kent business... You know that we need the transport in this area, especially down in Thanet. So, we've always been very supportive of the Manston Airport gig, and I personally want it to fly to Alicante or Valencia.
Yeah, nothing personal there, just, yeah.
So, sure. Charles Buchanan, CEO, if you've got questions for him, please tweet us in and, you know, ask him about the infrastructure, ask him. But your son,
Jamie,
whisked off to Amsterdam, didn't he?
Yeah, it was really good. 30 minutes door to door.
Yeah, incredible. And I used to go when EUJet were there before they disappeared. I went to Dublin and all sorts of Shannon.
KLM Air France fly out of Manston now, and they have two flights each way a day. And basically, you park outside the front door, they will fly you to Schiphol in Amsterdam.
Schiphol.
And you can onward link from there to anywhere else in the world.
Dubai, Abu Dhabi.
And they have through tickets. So you can buy your through tickets at Manston, and they are all, in terms of trying to encourage traffic, offering very low-cost tickets to all over the place. I mean, I saw deals for like 400 quid to New York and 500 quid to Hong Kong and stuff like that, which was incredible.
The lovely thing but is, Jamie, there's no queues and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, no, Jamie just drove up. Parked the car, walked across the path, got on the plane, and 30 minutes later was in Amsterdam.
So if you want to know how to do that age-old tradition after Ramadan of stuffing the camel and flying to Abu Dhabi to learn how to stuff your camel, so you have a camel, and then with it you put in a sheep. You stuff it with a sheep. Inside the sheep you have some pigeons, and it goes on and on. It's true, we had it on Scoff Quaff. How to stuff a camel after the Ramadan period, the feast.
The man with the coat with the buckles will be here shortly. Don't worry. Just keep humouring her until he arrives.
You jest. It is a real meal. You know, we have the old turkey.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but she's by the door.
Yeah.
Sidling out. Do you know, there's a world famous flying duo who are preparing to take off in Kent, and it's not Charles Buchanan and Nick Reed. It's a father and son flying team who look set to give the crowds at this year's Southern Model Show a thrilling display that's been entertaining audiences around the world. This is Steve and Matt Bishop, who live in Telford in Shropshire, and they're renowned throughout the model flying world, and they'll be flying their quarter-scale 22-kilogram Red Arrow Hawks, powered by JetCat, P200 at the event, which is held in its new home of Headcorn Aerodrome near Maidstone on Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th of September. And not only will Matt and Steve be flying their model aircraft versions of the Red Arrows, they will be coordinating this year's Southern Model Show flying displays. And the pair came second in the World Formation Cup in Germany last year. So there's going to be around 12,000 visitors. So this is pretty huge. And at the weekend, you'll get hot air balloons. Paul Andrews knows all about hot air. In the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who, his arch nemesis, the Daleks, will be patrolling Headcorn. We all know the joke about that, don't we, Paul Andrews?
We're not mentioning that. Carry on.
Aeroplanes, including the Red Arrow Hawks synchro display and the Turbulent, you know all about that, Paul Andrews, display team. Helicopters, boats, cars, including Mario's jet car, tanks, and so much more. Full-size aero display on both days. And the exciting Red Arrows micro-synchro pair, complete with smoke system, will also take to the skies. To go to the website, you want www.southernmodelairshow.com. Camping, limited pitches, Friday 13th to Sunday 15th of September.
Thank you for that, Jules. We've had a last-minute email in from Faversham Central Business Networking Group. We hope you enjoyed the August tweet
Tweet Up break, we're back. We would like to invite you to join us at our next Faversham Tweet Up on Monday the 9th of September, that's next Monday, at Catering for Kent's restaurant next to McNaid Fine Foods. There are no costs or conditions, just meet and connect with new business contacts over a coffee. And the address is Catering for Kent Limited, McNaid Fine Foods, Selling Road, Faversham, ME138XF.
The so, fabulous Hilda Marie Smith there.
So hosting. Do get along to that if you can.
Be there or be square.
That's next Monday at 10
a.m. That's the 9th.
The 9th of September. That is very true.
Angel Funding Seminar, October the 2nd, 4 o'clock to 7 p.m. This is tailored specifically for entrepreneurs and small business owners. The seminar explores the landscape for SMEs looking to raise finance. Business angels can invest not only in money, but also expertise to help you deliver your growth potential. There will be guest speakers. That'll be Louise Coxchester, one of our famous guests. It's on, fabulous speaker there. And Sharon Aldersley, both experts in B2B and B2C marketing. And they're part of a team that launched the Tesco Club Card. Wow. So if you think that could be good for you, you need to book your place on www.angelfundingseminar.eventbrite.co.uk.
Cool. Adrian Kearney of AK Pet Services, the
Hello, Adrian.
Yeah, the pet taxi and ambulance service, has tweeted in, I'm listening to the Business Bunker Show while taking a dog to Sandhole Vets. The dog had an argument with a cat and lost. I hope it wasn't a Corby.
Yeah. I wonder where the vet is. Do you think it's in Corby?
No, it's in Sandhole, he just said.
Well, it could have been in Corby.
Yeah.
Speed Networking Lunch, 26th of September. That's 12 till 2 p.m. This is www.speednetworkingseptember2013.eventbrite.co.uk. Tickets £15 plus VAT. And there's a buffet lunch.
Cool. I had a tweet from Chris Ashford, CAD Design Kent, on the Twitter, who says, I met Hilary Steele last Friday. What a lovely lady.
Oh. Oh wow.
There you go.
Oh, Whitstable Castle.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, were you hanging out there?
I was indeed.
Was it a good event?
It was fantastic.
Was it?
Frocked up.
Right.
Wasn't Amy Winehouse's niece singing?
No, that was pulled out, but it was organised by Stella English of Apprentice, yeah.
Yeah. I wrote a business column about her not long ago.
Oh.
After her
debacle. Yeah.
There's an employment business law event, which is Kent and Victor Chamber are running it. The employment law update, it's on the 24th of October, Chatham Bridgewood Manor. Extremely popular interactive workshop for employers and HR. It's like having Secret Squirrel in the studio this lot, isn't it? You'll hear recent developments in employment law and future changes, events on HR effects on HR policies and procedures and people management. So book your place, kentinvictorchamber.co.uk, members 55, non-members 65 inclusive of that. And that's 8:30 in the morning until 12 noon.
Cool. As I mentioned earlier when I was talking to Mike, the National Minimum Wage Amendment Regulation 2013 have now been approved by Parliament, and they will increase the various rates of the National Minimum Wage from the 1st of October 2013 to the following rates. The standard adult rate for workers aged 21 years and over will increase from £6.19 an hour to £6.31 per hour. The development rate for workers aged 18 to 20 inclusive will increase from £4.98 to £5.03. The young workers rate for workers aged 16 and 17 who have ceased to be of compulsory school age will increase from £3.68 to £3.72 per hour. The apprentice rate will increase from £2.65 to £2.68. And the accommodation offset will increase from £4.82 to £4.91 per day. And those rules come into force on the 1st of October 2013, employers, so do be aware of that. If you're employing anyone on minimum wage, you have to change it.
Très important. And we've had a tweet in from Lenleys. That's at Lenleys in Roper
Road,
Canterbury.
That would be Roper Road, Canterbury, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Dennis Head of Bed says hi, and he says, listening to At Vanilla Web at Jules Serkin. Great show, loving Mike Waterton and the women event and what women want. Great Kent independent show. We have Christmas Craft Food Fair in December. Free pitches. Please DM your details for info. And that's at Lenleys, L for Lima, E-N, L for Lima, E-Y-S.
Cool.
Thank you, Lenleys.
There's an upcoming event at Kent Science Park. Gordon Henderson MP we'll be talking about apprentices, and there'll be a question and answer session, and that is taking place on the 20th of September from 8:30 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. And Gordon Henderson, who is the MP for Sittingbourne and Sheppey, will be returning to the Kent Science Park on the 20th of September for his regular question and answer session with local businesses. Due to popular demand, the main theme of this session will be apprenticeships, and Mr. Henderson will be joined by an expert panel to answer your questions. The panel includes Stephen Innes of Amicus Horizon, Tom Alton of the Apprenticeship Development Officer for Kent County Council, and Keith Harrell of Print On Labels Limited. Registration begins at 8:30, where a delicious breakfast of pastries, fruit and teas and coffees will be available. The discussion will begin promptly at 9 and finish at 10:30. The event is free to attend, but places are limited, and you can go to book your place by going to kentsciencepark.co.uk website. I'm also taking place in a Twitter... in a Twitter event, and I suddenly don't remember when it is, whether it's this Friday or the following
Friday. Look it up, and I'll tell you
so
this.
So I'll look it up while George is telling
Philpott,
something else.
The fabulous Imperious Bablinky. On the 18th of September, I'm driving from Maidstone to Monaco to help raise enough money to build a school in Uganda. Only trouble is, lastminutedavid.com doesn't have a car or a team yet. The rules of the Bangor Run state that I cannot spend more than £350 on the car, although it could be gifted to me and it has to be MOT'd and taxed. Anyone got a reliable old car that they want to get rid of? A respectful funeral service at a breaker's yard just outside Nice is promised for said car. And secondly, do you want to be in my gang? I need two or three people to share the driving and some of the costs, if you can, although this is not vital. Please look on the website and please try and help. This is www.maidstone2monaco.org, and pass on this bulletin. This is David Philpott with one L and two T's. www.imperiousbublinky.com. If you've got an old banger, please let him know. Cool. Found your date yet, Paul Andrews?
Yes, I have.
You still scrabbling about?
I'm doing an event with the Job Centre, and it's a Twitter event. It's a Twitter Q&A, which starts at 10 o'clock on Friday the 13th of September. So not this Friday, the following Friday.
Yeah.
So you can follow me at Vanilla Web, and there's myself and some other people that will be answering all your employment questions online on Twitter on that day in conjunction with the Job Centre Plus.
That sounds brilliant.
Yeah. I'll tell you more about it and how to join in the conversation next week when it's a bit nearer the time.
But on our Manston special.
Yeah.
And we're expecting lots of tweets for the Manston special because I organised it.
Right.
Eyes to the left. I always know there's going to be trouble for me when you start looking to the left or your right, but my left.
Has she been on your course? Has she been on your analysis?
That shifty, sarcastic look he gets.
Have you been training her again? I don't like that.
I know his face. The jaw drops, the eyes go to the right.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. The Seven Oaks Business Show.
Yes.
Business Exhibition and Networking. Friday the 11th of October 2013 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Plaza Suite, Stag, London Road, Seven Oaks. Free refreshments all day, free entry for delegates. The business show will be opened by the Right Honourable Michael Fallon, Minister of State for Business and Enterprise Energy, and also patron of the Seven Oaks Town Partnership. You can find out all about it at sevenoaksbiz.com. That's the number 7, Oaks Biz, B-I-Z, sevenoaksbiz.com. And the organisers are GMP PR and Marketing. And if you want to email them, that's Gabrielle with a double L at gmppr.com. So that is the Seven Oaks Business Show at the Stag in Seven Oaks on the 11th of October.
In Corby, did you say?
No, nowhere near Corby.
You get those places mixed up, don't you, Seven Oaks and Corby?
It's easily done.
Do you, Mike?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Easily done.
Have he you thinks got, he's going to say
have you got anything else
I'd just
you
like to say, who is the most organised on the show, girls? Come on, Mike.
Absolutely.
Done, dusted, all red. Mr. Andrews, still got a little pile.
I've still got loads and loads of tweets here, but...
I've always had piles.
I don't think we're going to... thank you for that. I don't think we're going to have time.
Mine are
for
done and dusted.
Are they? Good for you, Jules.
Any last ones on Twitter?
No, but I've got some last ones on email.
Yeah.
What have I got here? No, I've done that. Sorry. There's Natalie Benaigs.
Hello, Natalie.
It's not loading.
Kent Creative Arts.
No, Kent Creative Live.
Okay. Hi, Natalie.
Yeah, Kent Creative Live. I'm running a workshop shortly on, I can't see what it's on, photography. And you can find out all about it at kentcreative.org. Sorry to rush through that. We'll cover it again next week. But we've kind of reached the end of the show, to be honest. So thank you for listening to Kent Business.